Good morning, Audio Boo Land. It is E-Day, as in exam day. I have my exam today, 10 o'clock this morning, although I'm going in early. I'm out walking the dog now, and I'm going in early to meet with the members of my group. The exam project that we did before Christmas, we did in a group, but the exam that we have today is kind of an individual oral exam. So I have to do a 5-minute presentation. And then I have to spend about 10 minutes or so answering some questions from the examiners. And then I have to leave the room where they talk about me behind my back. And then I go back in again and they actually give me my grade. So that should be rather interesting. And it's been, this week's been pretty stressful. I had my daughter's birthday over the weekend. And just before that, I was actually out walking the dog. Last week, and it's been very, very icy here in Denmark. The snow's been melting very gradually, and then as it's been melting, it's been refreezing, so we've had huge sheets of ice all over the place. And I actually slipped and cracked my rib last week, which is still giving me problems. In fact, yesterday and today, it's actually been worse than it was when I first did it. And that's really telling me that I haven't been resting up enough. But with my daughter's birthday and everything over the weekend, we had a big party and stuff. And preparing for the exam. I haven't really had a chance to rest up completely. But after today, I got the rest of the week off. No school until Monday. Start the second semester on Monday. So I will absolutely rest up for the rest of the week, so that I can start school on Monday feeling semi-human, because it really is, it's not like agonizing pain, but it's just very, very irritating, and if I move in a particular way, I get a really kind of sharp dig of pain. Again, not agonizing, but it's just very, very uncomfortable. So but today is E-Day, and my exam. Something else I want to tell you about is 100 Stories for Queensland. As you know, Queensland recently has, in Australia, has really, really suffered from some extreme weather, and they've had very, very extreme flooding. Lots of people have lost their homes. The death toll is rising day by day. It really, really is a terrible situation. And some really, really cool friends of mine, one of them is named Jodie Clickhorn, she has started 100 Stories for Queensland, which of course is very, very similar or inspired by 100 Stories for Haiti and 50 Stories for Pakistan. And if you go to 100storiesforqueensland.org, you can actually find out all about the project. They're accepting story submissions right now, 500 to 1,000 words. I believe the deadline is January the 28th, and all the money raised from the publication of this book and the sales of this book are actually going to go to the victims of the Queensland floods. So go to 100storiesforqueensland.org and check out the website. If you've got a story kicking around, or you want to write a story, I think they'd be really, really happy for people to contribute. And of course, if you're not a writer, you can go to the website and just check it out and find out some more information and find out when and you can actually buy the book. They're aiming on a really, really quick turnaround, as we did on 100 Stories for Haiti and 50 Stories for Pakistan. So the book will be available very, very soon. So go to the website now, check it out, find out some more information. And of course, it will tell you when you'll be able to pick up that very fantastic book. All right, I'm going to keep walking the dog. Exam day, everybody. I'll see you later.